Excuse me.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb. I'm smart and I want respect.
I think probably not, but we'll see.
We needed to change the third input. Did not want to be.
Yeah.
We had to be a fucking tin can with a string on it.
Yeah, that was it was fucking horrible audio last week. Too bad, because it was a good episode.
Episode 28. Yeah. You know what we should stop doing is referring to the previous episode, so these things can be, as they say, evergreen.
I don't know what that means, but...
It means it's always green.
On which side?
Lives forever.
You know, these are not going to live forever in infamy.
There's the... What?
We got new recording software. We're putting our fucking hard-earned cashola on the line for you people.
Well, actually, we downloaded the freeware, but...
Man, they didn't have to know that. They did not have to know that. I want them to think that we're just fucking...
Well, in 29 days, we may have to pay for it.
That's true.
Unless I sign up for one, and then we'll have another 30 days after that.
There you go.
Black Friday.
Yeah.
I told you.
And then we just... Someone else's name.
Black Friday deal.
Exactly. Johnny Baba Ganoush.
That's how we used to do that. You remember those CD of the Month clubs?
Yeah, like, what are they called?
CD of the Month clubs.
No, Columbia House?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He used to sign up for those under, like, false names. I think my brother got a letter, a cease and desist letter from the one time.
Yeah.
Because he had, like, 47 different accounts open.
He had every Ace of Base album. Every one of them.
And then he saw the sign.
He saw the sign. It was a letter from a lawyer.
Samuelson, and Gertz.
Jamie Gertz.
Gertz.
Yes, another episode, new volume. Hopefully you guys can hear this, and I think it's going to be a fucking success.
By the time we're done, we're going to have a whole studio like Dre.
Yeah, dropping, I already got the beats.
Dropping sick beats like Dre.
Yeah, forgot about Dre.
I got the bows. You know what bums me out? I really have to like take myself out of what I'm doing to stop myself from burping on this thing because of all the complaints we've had.
Yeah.
It fucking bums me out.
You did it last week?
No, I didn't.
You did.
No, I did not.
I'm telling you, you did. And I was like, oh. And I looked at you, and you didn't even pick up on it. You just kept on talking like you usually do. Burbly blab.
I put in some compelling shit on this. All right?
You do, yeah.
Blurbly blab.
I'm compelled to commit suicide after every one of these.
So, no, I didn't.
All right.
No one's going to hear it because it can't fucking hear what's going on anyway.
Yeah, everyone bailed on that last episode.
They should have. I didn't even pimp it. It was pimpless.
Yeah, it was.
It was pimples.
Yeah. It didn't even go through puberty. It had zero pimples.
It took us until fucking like this morning to post it.
I know. I get a...
We probably should just pull it down. I'm not even fucking around at this point.
Whatever. Leave it up. It's not like anyone fucking... You know, it's going to be like...
Whip it out, pull it back.
It's the people who would... In a perfect world,
mm-hmm.
like sign us to this big recording deal. That's the episode they're gonna fucking click on and be like, "These fucking assholes."
What? Why would we?
Rookies.
Why would we ever come here?
Yeah, we're gonna take our $70 million offer to John's Pizza Podcast.
Hey, Todd McAvoy, thanks for the tip. But we're passing.
Yeah,
Todd McAvoy.
I don't know who that is.
Todd McAvoy, the Twitter guy.
Oh, you mean Todd McVeigh?
That guy too.
Yeah.
Who was I thinking about? James McAvoy?
You're always thinking about him.
I am.
Yeah, with a hard on.
Listen, did you see that movie with him?
Split?
M. Night Shyamalan? Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you what, that Shyamalan, he throws some fucking weird ass shit at the very end of his movies.
Yeah. Have you seen the previews for the next one?
They call me Mr. Glass. Yeah.
I'm unbreakable. That's Bruce Willis's character. My name's Unbreakable.
Unbreakable was on last night.
Did you watch it?
I watched the first part of it.
You watch it until he's bench pressing? And then you're like, I'm shutting this shit off. How many times can this kid fool you, you asshole? Why don't you turn around and look how much weight he's putting on? kid was putting paint cans on before you realized.
No, I watched up until the point where the guy from House of Cards, the guy with the drug problem, who always talks like super softly, he was the doctor in it. Tending to Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
And Bruce Willis goes, why are you looking at me like that? And the doctor says, because in just a minute, you'll be the only survivor left from the train crash. And because you don't even have a scratch on you, dun dun dun. But you can barely hear what that guy says. Like, we would not be able to record him if we Skyped him. Yeah. If he was our first guest,
yeah,
he would be inaudible.
Yeah.
Because we have everything pinned on this thing.
You know what? It's not, it's his acting that comes through. His, he may be soft spoken, but the charisma in his face.
No.
Oh, it's not
guy's
charisma.
Charismaless.
Guys, sans charisma.
Have you seen, do you watch House of Cards?
I watched the first two seasons.
Yeah.
And that's it.
How many seasons are we on right now?
Probably fifth.
So, the spaceman, because
what, they go to space? Oh my God.
No, Kevin Spacey.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Got thrown off. So, I guess they had to kill him off because he was, just because he's throwing handies to 14-year-olds over in England.
What's the big deal?
It's in England, people.
Yeah. It's not even America.
They don't even have dentists.
It's true.
Now, all of a sudden, we're supposed to, you know, care about handies over there, 14-year-olds? Please. If they gave a shit about 14-year-olds, they'd give them braces.
It's true.
Fuck them. But
you know
I
what's
tell
crazy?
You what?
They really drink a lot of tea over there. They were really pissed when we dumped all that tea out because they... I was watching a show.
We? You were there, were you?
No, no. We,
I'd love
we
to see
is in
you
America.
A powdered wig. It's a wooden teeth.
The way I'm going.
Go ahead.
My hair is fucking sayonara. That's a twist off, my friend. Oh, you can do
I'm
it.
I'm looking. I was trying to surreptitiously offer you one.
You're a fantastic gentleman. But I was watching a show, and it was like a cop show, and they're like, fancy a cuppa. And like every time they go to someone's house, they make a cup of tea for them.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I love that. They also drink in the middle of the day, which I think is pretty sweet. But I'd never be able to go back to work.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I work construction, so
yeah.
I pound beers during work.
I pound beers. I pound. Forget it.
No.
But anyway, House of Cards.
I do not drink and go to work.
House of Cards.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah.
I don't know, your HR lady listens.
It's true.
Nobody from Applebee's listens, so I can say whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah. Can we finally let people know where you work?
No.
Oh, okay.
I work at Applebee's.
Listen, you're not going to get fired from TGI Fridays or Fridays.
Dude, what the
Listen.
You could have at least said Thursdays. Throw them off the track.
Yeah, they wouldn't even know.
So anyway, these new chairs that you invested in also?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not buying it yet.
Well, it's better than the cold metal ones.
Yeah, we got to break these in. You know what needs to happen? I think Farts. You need to sit. Oh. You need to sit in this chair, and then we should swap because I have no. My ass is just. I'm shoulder blades to ankle bones, and
I don't have an ass. I'm fat, so there's a difference there. You know, I put a lot of weight down on it, but
yeah, I'm lithe. I'm a lithe 175.
When
lithe,
I love when you complain about being skinny. I want to fucking strangle you. You know?
You have no idea how hard it is.
Oh, yeah.
Look like a skeleton.
Yeah.
When I'm tired, people are always like, I think you have cancer.
You know what?
You know, that happens every Wednesday.
You get tired on Wednesdays.
Are you okay? Literally, people at work say, are you okay? I'm waifish.
Oh, people care about me and I'm skinny. Wah. You know, people look at me and go,
no, they're like, are you dying?
Yeah. People look at me and say the same thing. Like, how's your diabetes? And, you know.
When's the foot coming off?
Yeah. Do you need a one of those motorized scooters? We have a... We're taking up a collection for you. I'm like, I'm fine, guys. No. You need one. It's cool.
We went to Six Flags yesterday.
Yes,
the TISD gang. Plus 14 Finches.
Correct.
Went to Six Flags, and I would have loved it if you just grabbed a motorized scooter just for no fucking reason whatsoever.
There would be a reason, because I'm morbidly obese.
No, you're not morbidly obese. You got a couple of years in you.
Yeah.
I think to be morbidly, it's like morbid. Like
No. Morbidly obese, it's like a certain percentage.
You're not there.
Of BMI. Yeah. Yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
Yeah. You look at the scale? Yeah.
No, the scale is not BMI.
Yes, it is.
Shit.
Listen,
fine.
You're
morbidly obese.
Thank you. That's all I want. Thank you.
Hope you die tomorrow.
I'm going to. One way or the other.
Can I have the chairs?
Can I have these shitty chairs you just got? So, Six Flags. What'd you think? You have a good time?
Six Flags was great. It was fucking freezing, though. You know what? Here's a problem with me being the weight that I'm at.
Well, I'm skinny. Yeah, you're cold.
Chills the bones. I'm freezing now. Like, I feel it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing that it's like 50 degrees out and I feel like it's like 10. I came from Boston.
Do you know what's crazy is that you grow accustomed to the cold and you build up some sort of resistance.
Yeah.
Because I get fucking so cold now here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I used to shovel snow in t-shirts, you know?
Yeah.
It was weird.
You, what kind of t-shirts?
Cut off.
Yeah.
Mesh.
Yeah, keep going.
So my nipples would come through.
And?
Just a little nip.
Nip slip. I used to throw the snow on my white t-shirt and it would melt into it.
White t-shirt contest. That's because you had that priest who lived down the street. You're always trying to turn him on.
Big time. Father O'Sullivan. That's the one name I'll say, you fucking pedophile prick.
So my kids, you know,
Father Sully.
They're 3 and 4, almost 3 and 5.
Yep.
And surprisingly did pretty good on the rides. Like they actually wanted to go on. And I went on, you weren't there when I went on one of the fucking spinny doodads with 14th Jared Finch.
Yeah.
And his youngest daughter.
Yes, I saw. I was watching.
But me and him looked at each other when it got over and we laughed so hard because our kids were fucked. My son was like, he was giving his face like, that was it? That was it?
Really?
And he was green. Like, he was petrified the whole time, but he was like trying to play it off like he was tough. It was the cutest fucking thing. And me and him looked at each other. We laughed for like a minute because the kids were just like, they're going to hurl. It was a good time though, man. I enjoyed it.
So I was watching. And immediately when it takes off, it spins around. And then there's this like half loop-de-loop, like one quarter loop.
Yeah.
And the thing is spinning around the whole time. And I just saw your son's face. And he was like eyes closed, leaning into you.
Yeah.
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Yeah. And then we're like, okay, we're just going to go on right again. He's like, no, that's okay.
Yeah.
He didn't want to go back on it. But I was proud of them both for going on rides.
Yeah.
Because usually they're just too afraid to do anything.
Oh, they're getting older.
Yeah. And
they won't even try heroin.
So we get on that fucking ride and we get to like the point where you get onto the real track to start going up the thing and the thing stops. And it's like kind of just like skidding, like, and the guys come over and they're like, hey, you're going to need to suck it in a little bit so we can drop this bar down a little bit more.
No way.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, you fucking assholes. I knew it was going to happen too.
So it started skidding because it was like, no, it was like, the safety thing.
Yeah, the safety thing is not down low enough.
Someone's going to fly out of
this. It's on his tits. It's not at his fucking waist like it should be.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right, I take it back. You are morbidly obese.
Yeah, I was like, you fucks.
I'm sorry. We can't help you. Yeah. Well, at least you didn't get stopped by the cops because they thought you were trying to abduct your own son.
That's true.
Classic. Yeah. So the older one was, we've been there to Six Flags like 6 or 7 times because every year, this was the annual my wife's work function where they rent out the entire park, which is pretty sweet.
That is pretty awesome.
It's pretty great. So there's always this one ride, the Roadrunner, that my kids love going on. And normally they just run in circles. They finish it, come back, finish it, come back, get in line. We get there. None of the fucking rides were open. Like half of the rides were not open.
Did you get an explanation to why that happened?
Yeah, because they're half-breeds who work there. Perfect. I think they're just morons. I have no idea why they didn't open the track. This one wasn't open for like 4 fucking hours.
Yeah.
So he wanted to go so bad that when we got there, he's like, no, I'm waiting in line. And they said, we don't know when we're going to open it. Something's wrong with the track. And he just refused to leave. And he got super upset, started crying, like, no, I don't want to leave. Everyone's leaving. So I've got the other son. I have to go chase after him. He's crying so bad that a cop comes over and is like, is everything okay? And then he looks at my son and is like, do you know this man?
I wish I was there.
And I was like, yeah, he's my son. He's just pissed because of the ride. And then I walked away. I walked over to Jeff and I'm like, I don't know what the hell's going on. So, I mean, he could have fucking abducted him. But yeah, he was bullshit. Bullshit the whole day. Blamed me the whole day for that.
It's your fault.
Totally is my fault.
Yeah, kids are dumb.
I also got that same thing when kid's super smart, but on this one particular spelling test, he didn't do so well this past week. And he has all these spelling words he's supposed to do. So when he got it back, he came home and said, you know, told me what grade he got. And I was like, well, how did that happen? And he said, because you didn't quiz me enough.
Yeah.
Kid's in fifth grade.
Yeah, it's your fault.
I'm supposed to quiz him.
You asshole.
Exactly.
Well, you are supposed to quiz him.
I did quiz him.
How did he do?
He did great. He every word that I gave him, he spelled correctly.
What kind of words are they doing in fifth grade?
Like delicate, fortunate. I mean, they're not that fucking hard. Which is why I was surprised that he didn't do so well in there, because he's usually like 95s and 100s. He bombed the shit out of this one, though.
Did you ever fail any classes?
No. Are you fucking kidding me? There's only one thing worse than the old man putting a beating on you. It's my mother
putting a beating on me
and then telling him to put a beating on me.
Yeah.
No, she was fucking strict about schooling and learning and such. No, I never failed one. Did you?
Yeah, of course I did. Have you seen me? Have you talked to me?
Yeah.
No, dude, I could not pass physics for the life of me. Physics. Oh, my God. Physics was so tough for me.
I don't even know.
Let's talk physics. Physics talks on This Is So Dumb.
Well, this is inertia. This is the bread and butter right here. We're talking fucking physics. No, I failed study hall one time. I was wrongly, I was wrongly accused. So we had the study hall with this teacher, and he never said two words the entire time we were there. And half the time, these other kids would bring in like fucking the Globe or the Herald or something and just read it. They would shoot the shit the whole time. But I actually did homework when I was in there.
Nerd.
I got confused for some other kid, wrongfully indicted for something I didn't do, and I got an F in study hall. So I had no idea. I was playing baseball at the time for the high school, and all of a sudden, I'm on first base, playing first base. My back is to the street, right? So I'm pay attention to the batter, and I just hear from left field, Will, your mother's coming. I turn around, and, you know,
all 4 feet,
47 pounds of her charging over to the field. Grabs me by the ear and is like, you better yell to the coach that you have to leave. So I was like, I gotta go. Man, I caught hell for that one.
Yeah.
Wrongfully accused. To this day, she thinks I'm a fucking liar. But I was wrongfully accused. Wasn't me.
Did you get exonerated or what?
No, I went to them. I was like, what the fuck was this all about? I didn't say that. I was like, pardon me, sir. I believe you have your facts wrong. And he was like, no, it's you. You and your friends.
What did he say you were doing? Skipping or what?
No, like, you're always messing around in study hall and not doing any work. And I was like, nah, that's not me. And he's like, yeah, the whole lot of you. And I was like, did you fail everybody? No. Just you. Yeah.
I think it's because you had glasses.
I guess I was sexy as hell.
Yeah. Was that before you were?
This is after.
After you?
Wait. No, it was before. I was big boy back then. Ugh. I was Moped Will.
Moped Will.
Willie Moped.
Yeah, I remember, you know, I failed classes and stuff. One time in a Spanish class, I failed. And we had this big project due. And then I went to, my dad's cousin, someone who I'd never met, had just died of cancer. And they liked the funeral and stuff like that, which I didn't go to because I never met the guy. But the teacher's like, the project was due. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry. It's just, I'm having a hard time because my uncle has cancer. He just died, and I'm just going through a rough patch. And so she's like, oh, okay. Oh, I'm so sorry. You know, take more time. She gave me an extension on it and stuff like that. And I still didn't do it. And then all of a sudden she has a parent-teacher conference. She calls my parents in to talk to them.
Oh,
and she's like, listen, I know you had a hard time because your uncle died of cancer. And my mother looks at me. And she goes, you didn't. And I'm like, yeah, you know, dad's cousin. And she's like, you're a piece of shit. She's just like, what did I raise? This fucking sociopath. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I was a little... Was a
great. She should have been proud of you.
Right?
Yeah.
I was proud of me.
So did she blow your cover?
Yeah, she blew my cover. And then the teacher was looking at me like, this fucking... You lied about that? What else have you lied about? You're not really rich, are you?
You're not even white.
You can't speak fluent Spanish.
You can't even speak English, can you? See.
Yeah. I was a real piece of shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
I know.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I know. Hey, fuck it. Look at me now. Look at me now.
Yeah. Award-winning podcast.
What do we
Has anyone rated us 5 stars yet? I've begged people to.
Yeah.
Have they?
Yeah. So we got like 7 ratings, 5 stars. We're 100% 5 stars right now.
Are we really?
Yep. That's about to change, though, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, we got the koozies in, too. Did we mention that? We got to start dropping some koozies around town.
Yeah. I don't think anyone, because no one could listen to our last podcast. Let's kind of refresh what happened.
Yes.
With the merch.
Start from the beginning. So, 14 Finches came through strong. Gunmetal gray t-shirts in stock, people. A very reasonable $49.95. Send your checks or money orders. P.O. Box. Remember that thing, like, every time there was a P.O. box, it was like Colorado Springs or something?
Yeah, or what was the other one? It was in Connecticut, right?
Yeah.
Or Walla Walla, Washington?
Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Yeah.
Walla Walla, you know who's from there? Drew Bledsoe.
Damn.
Drew Bledsoe much, he needed a blood transfusion?
What?
Best ESPN ad ever. Where was I? 14 Finches came through. We've got the t-shirts. He also made some koozies for us. Has the website on there. Has the twat handle at sodumb_podcast. You didn't cringe at all right there.
Yeah,
I fucked that up big time.
Yeah. Anyways.
You know what? This is for you, fans.
You're real. I can't. Asshole.
Oh man, that felt so good. At sodumb_podcast. Look at that. I got it right.
Look at that.
Because I'm not in my head.
Yeah.
Trying to not burp.
Yeah. Listen.
Yeah.
Get us some listeners. Get us ears on this fucking thing.
That's right.
Get us some likes. Get us some 5-star ratings. And we will reward you handsomely with shitty.
What?
What?
The shirts look fucking awesome. What were you going to say?
I was going to say shitty podcast shirts.
Oh, our shitty podcast shirts. The shirts are actually, they look fantastic.
Me, you, and my wife wore them to the thing and then just had to wear fucking scarves and parkas over them.
Yeah, but there was one woman who knew, it was a random woman I was talking to in line, and she wasn't looking me in the eye. She was looking right at the t-shirt the whole time. And I said, hey, up here.
Eyes up here. Right? Yeah. I know I got sweet tits, but eyes up here.
I need to put the logo on my zipper. Eyes up here. But no, she was definitely eyes all over it. Because I did the old Superman move where I was like pulling it open.
Yeah.
Big time. People think I'm Superman.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. They think you're Christopher Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking.
Right now, yeah.
Either that or they just want you to be Christopher Reeves where a horse snaps your neck. That's what I want.
I thought you were going to go with Christopher Reeve like the month before he passed away.
No.
That poor guy.
Dude, that
is he a broken horrible. Neck?
Broken spine.
Riding a horse?
Yeah.
No need to ride a horse. We're not primitive.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those are the kind of things where you're like, God damn.
It's one of the reasons, who was it, Mitt Romney, his wife, did the like horse ballet, dressage, I think it's called.
What?
Yeah. Like their horses cost millions of dollars and they do
pretend like they're stepping, but
exactly. You get to see Will's hand movements. It was fucking beautiful. But yeah, horse dancing.
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck your horse. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You're an asshole.
You deserve to get thrown off the horse.
That's right.
Not Chris Reeves. Do you think he was wearing those like super weird tight
those pants?
Tan pants?
Yeah, those are fucking ugly. Why do you have to wear those pants?
And that hat that like British soldiers have to wear?
Yeah, the bowler cap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Ugh.
You look like Dark Helmet, that thing on there.
Yeah, you do.
It's unbelievable. And you have like the blue blazer. The blue blazer with the gold buttons.
And the long, it's like the...
How out is that?
Yeah.
Blue blazer with gold buttons reminds me of First Communion.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's just got white stains on it. Thanks a lot, Father O'Sullivan.
Yeah.
Brick.
That guy rolling over in his grave. Get pounded in the butt. Oh, he's alive?
I don't think Father O'Sullivan's dead yet.
Oh,
I don't
know.
I should check on that.
He's going to burn in hell, that guy.
Yeah, he is.
Kid Toucha.
Yep. Twiddle-dee, twiddle-dum.
Want to go into a little crock talk or what?
Crock talk.
Crock talk.
Not to be confused with Tomahawk talk. Well, shit, Tomahawk talk was last week, was it?
No, it was the week before.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Tomahawk talk was great.
We were when we come up with the little blurb we write about the episode, I put down Tomahawk Talk, and we laughed for 15 fucking minutes about Tomahawk Talk.
For no reason.
For no reason.
There was a woman who hit a guy in the head with a tomahawk, right?
Yeah, well, her pimp came in and hit the guy. Yeah.
Right.
And then we were trying to decide what makes a tomahawk not a hatchet and not an axe.
Yeah. Tomahawk Talk. There's no reason why that should be funny.
Yeah.
But it was hilarious.
Yeah, still is.
Yeah, now it is pretty good.
All right,
Croc Talk. So there's the first one we had that you sent me that I only watched like 8 seconds of it because for whatever reason I couldn't, on my phone I couldn't see it, but
yeah.
There was a Florida man.
Oh.
Is Florida. That's the one, right?
Yeah, Florida man.
Oh, it's Florida. And of course my fucking computer locks up on me.
Yeah, no, it's good. I get the deets.
Hey, Bill Gates. Double freedom rockets, you prick. Why don't you get...
Middle fingers? Is that what double freedom rockets
are? Freedom rockets, yeah. Yeah. Big time.
Good for
Big
you.
Big time. Truck nuts and fucking...
Freedom rockets.
Freedom rockets. Why does Bill Gates... He's got all the money in the world. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need to wear glasses. Get LASIK. You fucking loser.
Like, that's what you...
You know why? You know what the problem is? He's super conceited. He's like, no, that's the look. He probably did get LASIK and he just wears like... blank rims. Like if you went to poke him in the eyes, it would go right through his fucking glasses because there aren't any glasses.
Yeah, there's no glasses.
I'm serious. Bill Gates, glasses. Why?
Listen.
The Bill Gates Foundation. He gives millions upon millions, maybe billions of dollars. The guy can't spend $4,500 on some LASIK?
Maybe he doesn't want laser shot in his fucking eyeballs, you know?
I got that done.
Did you?
Great. Yeah. It's the weirdest fucking thing ever because it looks like... There, you know what happens when you like peel back the skin of a grape?
Yeah,
that's what it looks like through your eyeball. They like they do it and peel it back, and it's like looking through a peeled grape. When they're like bing 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 bing. Yeah. So I only got mine done because I knew I was leaving the company I was at, Applebee's.
Yeah.
This is before I came back to work there, and I had that like what do they call that? Medical expense account, right?
Flex account, yeah.
So the year had just started. I knew I was leaving by like March. So I was like, hey, I found a loophole where you don't have to, you can pre-spend it and then they wouldn't take it out of your check, obviously. So when we went to San Francisco, to the San Francisco TGI Fridays down on the Mission, I found
Applebee's, you mean?
What did I say?
You said TGI Fridays. You're giving it all away.
I'm at Applebee's. Yeah. My timeline's all messed up. So, you know what? You fucked me up. Oh, the 49ers eye doctor. I found him and went to him. It wasn't just some random thing. That was back in like 2004.
Damn.
It was new. I wish I was your lover.
Did you get a Groupon for it? Mm. Like buy one eye, get one free? Or
no. It's $4,500 though. That was reasonable. Actually, I paid like $300.
Anyways. Croc Talk.
Croc Talk.
What the fuck?
Well, how do we get on that?
Oh, you,
Bill Gates is an asshole.
Yeah. So anyways, this fucking guy, we'll post a link on our website to this video, but a drunk guy in Florida just decides to do parkour over in a zoo over the alligator fence after hours. The zoo was closed.
He intentionally did it. Though,
oh, yeah. He wanted to go in there. He was wearing Crocs, by the way, going in. And he parkours over the fence into the croc enclosure and saltwater crocodile, splashes into the water, and then you see him trying to like pull himself out of the pool, and he just starts getting pulled back. And you're like, oh shit, this dude's going to get eaten. But he manages to just leave his croc in there.
Look at the dopey look on this guy's face.
Yeah, he's a dingbat.
What a dingus.
And he...
A hero?
Yeah, he's a hero.
He got bitten?
Yeah, he got bitten. So anyways, they're trying to pull him back into the water, and he gets out, goes home, and then the cops find out it was him, and there's another video of him the next day, and the cops like are like trying to stop him, and he's like limping like crazy, like he's got a fucking infected croc-eaten foot.
What do you mean stop him? Like he was trying to run away?
Well, they were like bringing him to the car or something like that. I think they're just talking to him, and he's limping like you wouldn't believe. Like he had just gotten hit by a car.
That's great.
Yeah, it's a pretty awesome.
What a fucking asshole!
Have you ever seen one like a saltwater crocodile?
They're huge.
They're dinosaurs. They are fucking scary. I am terrified of them.
Oh, here he goes.
Yeah.
Did he fall? He fell.
Well, he hops over the fence and then kind of like plops into the water.
Yeah, but it looks like he fell. See? 8 seconds.
Dude, yeah, because you got the wrong video. Go up to where his name is, copy his name, and type crocodile, and then you get all types of fancy videos of this guy.
YouTube. Boy, I spelled YouTube wrong.
Or did you?
I bet if you go to YouTube, it's like all granny porn or something.
Granny porn?
You know, last night I stumbled upon vampire porn.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a real thing?
Yeah. It was a vampire, and she was giving a handy to some dude.
A handy?
Yeah.
What a waste of teeth.
All of a sudden, she just grew teeth and started giving him a handy. It doesn't make any sense.
All right. So that's the first. As you look for more videos to watch, let's fucking blast past this.
Vampire.
Handy. Job.
Is handy IE or just a Y, right?
No, IE. Because it's just cooler to say that way. There's another alligator in the news. Oh, it's an alligator, not a crocodile, but same fucking diff. Same diff. There's an alligator found in a home during an eviction notice in Kansas. Its name was Catfish.
Because it's a bottom feeder?
Yeah, and the homeowner just said, nah, it's just a big cuddly lizard.
How about that?
Yeah, it was 200 pounds. Look, it's gigantic.
Why the fuck do people do this to themselves? I don't understand. Why would you have an alligator in your house as a pet?
I mean, I've been around pit bulls before, and I've had pit bulls growing up.
Yeah.
And I had a pit bull that, like, would bite my brother, like, fucking hated him, would show his teeth, like, it would kill my brother if we didn't get rid of it.
Yeah.
Love me, by the way, because I'm awesome.
Did you have a put down?
But,
Your brother?
No, my parents took it to a farm where it was going to play with other pit bulls and run free.
Yeah, right.
That's what they told me.
They took a fucking shovel to that thing.
So
that thing's in the Mystic River right now.
It's actually based on that book. It was about this dog. Yeah.
We bury our sins here today.
So this fucking alligator, like I wouldn't get a pit bull around my kids. These people had a fucking 7 foot, 200 pound alligator.
Do they have kids?
Does it matter? I bet you they didn't have a cat.
Meow. Flush in the toilet.
my kids do that all the time.
Oh, I love cat flush in the toilet. I turned everybody on. Oh, yeah. Look at this guy. He is fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, it's crocodiles. Yeah, those things, they are. They're dinosaurs.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to watch video. There's one video of a guy, like, feeding it, and he's backing up, and then all of a sudden he gets, like, caught in the muck. And he's fucking like, his whole leg goes in the muck. He's like, oh shit. He's got like the dead chicken in front of him. He's trying to back up. And you're like, dude, you're going to fucking die. And everyone's watching like, this guy's going to fucking die. And he gets away, unfortunately. But everyone's like, this guy's going to die.
Oh boy, that story took an unfortunate turn.
I know. Did you ever see the guy in like Thailand or some Asian country who's like they fake and then they put their head in the crocodile? Like this guy puts his head in and the fucking thing just clamps down.
No.
And starts shaking. Yeah.
Wait. I feel like we talked about that one.
Nah, did we?
Clamps down. Did he die?
Nope.
Not too bad.
Yeah. It scalped him though.
That reminds me of the, this has been on the radar for quite some time, but the Indian man who was stoned to death by monkeys who threw bricks at him.
Oh yeah. We've had this on our list for a while.
Oh, my God. How awesome would that be?
Those monkeys are fucking bananas over there.
Hey-o.
Get it?
No. But seriously, that's a big problem.
Man, they threw bricks at this fucking guy and killed him.
It's like all the Germans we have around here. It's a real problem.
What Germans? Talk about it.
They're all over here.
Come on. You got the best German accent.
The Germans?
You could have done it.
What?
You have a good German accent.
Throw the bricks as the Indian man. Von Steinberg.
Yeah, I take it back. I was stupid.
What are you talking about, Dennis?
We had that story about the squirrel. That was one of our better ones. The German guy who called the cops because squirrel is chasing him.
These damn squirrels are chasing me.
We gotta put together a best of like little ensemble of our little clips there.
Yeah. be about 6 minutes long. 30 fucking hours.
Worst of.
30 hours. This guy's name's Dalrymple.
What?
Dalrymple Singh. Take a look. Dalrymple Singh was attacked in Tikiri in the state of Uttar Pradesh. Come on. They're just made fucking up. With me.
Oh, this is an Onion article.
This is Uttar Pradesh. Isn't that Uttar Pradesh? Mr. Singh was collecting pieces of dry wood when the monkeys attacked him. This 72-year-old died in the hospital after sustaining head and chest injuries. I mean, that's not funny. It's just funny that they somehow...
It's a crazy thing that how like we would never
bricks.
We would never know from that. Like, you have to avoid monkeys throwing bricks at you.
Look at those fucking monkeys.
What kind of, these are the monkeys that you
These are the monkeys in your neighborhood.
That you see, they smoke cigarettes and they like they steal people's wallets and shit.
That's exactly. Yeah.
These are those kind of monkeys.
Monkey shines like motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
They threw bricks at him.
Yeah.
These things are legitimately smaller than raccoons.
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know.
No.
It's hard to tell
for
sure.
Picture. Look at the ground.
See, that's the weird thing about a monkey. Like, monkeys got weird monkey strength. Like, you think you just rip that thing's head off.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. They're crafty because they can throw bricks and stuff.
Oh, wait a second. Lala Kent's naked ambition laid bare. Vanderpump Rules star wears sheer dress and no underwear at the People's Choice Award.
Who? Which
Lala.
One? Lala?
Lala.
Don't know which one that
from
is.
From the pump. From the VP.
No.
Wait a second.
You would fucking finish.
Click.
Hold on one second.
Click.
Click. Zip. Fwackada fwackada.
Yeah. She's engaged now. Did you know that?
Dude. No. I didn't. I don't care. No one cares.
Yeah.
Stop this.
By the way,
10%, one person.
10% of our listeners give a huge shit about this. Hang on for a second. Probably not this.
Yeah, probably.
She probably doesn't care.
She probably doesn't
want to
see her snatch, but whatever.
You know what? Probably does.
Is Lala the one you like? Lala the trans woman?
Billy? No.
Oh.
No.
Is Lala Billy?
No. No. Lala's cool shit, though. She's gangsta.
Oh, really?
She talks like a fucking gangsta. I think she's from, like, Indiana. She's a white chick from Indiana, but she talks like she'll throw down.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She talk ghetto, or?
Big time. Sometimes, when she gets all fired up. Sometimes those VP kids can be really mean to her. Check it out. Come on now. Start watching. Fucking watching.
Listen, first of all, I would hear
she's
her voice.
She's clearly
and just be
very intelligent. I mean, it's very... Holy Christmas Eve.
She's...
Santa come down my chimney with that.
Yeah, I mean, she is super hot, but...
Okay, when's she's super hot, but what? I mean, what else are you watching the show for? They're all good-looking cats who are dumb.
Nah, that show
Rockdom.
I'm sick of like all that reality TV stuff.
I
stopped watching it. It's fucking terrible.
Look at that. She looks like Mila Kunis in that, which is she really doesn't look like that, but she looks like Mila Kunis right there.
A little bit.
She's got a smoking bod.
Does she?
You need a tattoo on the back of your elbow.
I have one
on the back of your elbow.
Yeah, I have the fucking cobweb because I've been to jail.
Oh, that's right.
Badass.
The teardrop means you killed somebody, right?
Yeah, I have one on my, like, coming out of my penis.
What does a spider mean?
The spider?
Yeah.
Means you killed everybody.
Everybody. All of them. Yeah. All of them. You killed all of them.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What if you're a power bottom in prison?
Well, okay. In prison?
What would be, I mean,
what would change for me?
So,
except I'm in prison now.
You know what the worst thing would be? Not only if you became someone's like full-time girlfriend in prison and had to wear makeup and stuff, but if they tattooed that on your forehead.
Like, tattooed what on your forehead?
Daryl's girlfriend.
Yeah.
They like tattooed it on your forehead.
I would just pull a Hernandez. Just...
And do yeah. What? Run across the border?
Have a, what? Aaron Hernandez?
Oh, yeah. Are you listening to that podcast?
Yeah, it wasn't that good. I didn't think it was that good.
It's not even over yet. Are you serious?
Yeah. I was like, man, there's one episode left.
Poor motherfucker.
What do you mean? Poor motherfucker who? Aaron Hernandez?
Yeah, he's a fucking psychopath because he didn't think his dad would accept him as gay.
Okay. But his...
Allegedly.
Listen,
sorry.
Listen. His brother turned out fine.
His brother? Holy shit. I feel terrible for that kid when I hear his voice. Seriously.
Why?
He's all sad and shit because his brother killed himself. He's like, I couldn't, you know, basically couldn't help his own brother. That's a bummer.
Listen.
Yeah.
Your brother killed a bunch of people. He was an asshole.
My brother didn't do shit to people. How dare you?
Yeah, he has. Oh, you missed the little Facebook conversation I had with your dad, right?
100%, probably.
Yeah.
What was it?
I don't know. He said something. Oh, they posted a picture of your brother for Veterans Day.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day.
And
Shakey's brother.
And he said,
Thank you for your service.
He goes, looks just like his dad. So I wrote, oh, wow, I'd really like to meet his dad one day then. And then your dad wrote back, look across the table next time you do your podcast. So I wrote back,
what?
You're saying that Will is his dad? Okay, things make perfect sense now. That was pretty much it. Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about?
He was
drunk. He was drunk again.
He's off. He's on the sauce again. Good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah. Stupid-ass jokes like that. God damn it.
Let's talk about more people dying in crazy, stupid ways.
Yeah. What do you got?
Well, it's sadly he's 15 years old, but he did on an Uber. He took an Uber and then went roof surfing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Died.
What an ass clown. Which kind of Uber driver would be like, yeah, go for it. Just give me a 5-star rating.
Yeah.
Hey,
most,
by the way,
most?
I'll go riding on an Uber if you people give us a 5-star fucking rating.
Yeah, right?
We need more 5-star ratings. Yeah. How about share, like, pass along, give some good comments. I'll definitely jump on an Uber and surf like fucking Teen Wolf. I'll get styles through the Wolfmobile.
I look like, no, which one do I look like? I look like
the kid Kevin who gets scared of everybody.
No. Huh. What's the fucking fat kid's name? The one who was in Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Who's that guy?
I don't know. I look like that guy.
No, you have a beard.
I mean, in the cast of that show.
If you were going to get cast, yeah.
I'd be cast as that guy.
I mean, I would be Styles.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't know. You do shake, so you probably be Team Wolf.
I would definitely. Because
you get the shakes.
I would love 5 minutes in heaven with Boof.
Boof?
Yeah. Boof. That's her name. Boof.
Really?
Yeah. MJ Fox gets in the closet with Boof. She's the black-haired girl, not the cheerleader. The best friend.
So the girl that he like ends up falling in love with. And,
yeah, don't we all with
girls yeah, her
that
name
look
is
like
Boof,
olive
yeah.
oil?
Yeah.
We all fall in love. That happens every day.
Love is a battlefield.
And all also right, happens
I'd be
the...
I'd be Chubby. That's fuck guy's name is Chubby.
Wow, that's some creative script writing right there. I'd be Chubby. I pee freely.
You know what? At least I get a role in Teen Wolf 2.
Electric Boogaloo? Who is in Teen Wolf 2?
That would be... What's his face?
Christian Slater.
No.
Famous?
Yeah.
All right, hint me. Don't give me the...
Ozarks?
Bateman?
Yeah.
Bateman was Teen Wolf?
Yeah.
Was he like a cousin or something?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Have you ever seen Bateman in Dodgeball?
Yeah.
That was like his first role where
he's Cotton.
Out. It was terrible.
What are you talking about?
Terrible.
It was not his first
role.
No,
he
was great.
He wasn't Cotton. He was calling the other guy Cotton.
Yeah, he was calling the other guy Cotton.
No,
yeah.
He was terrible.
What?
Terrible in that. I just saw it yesterday. I saw part of it yesterday. And I remembered why I didn't like it. The Ocho was probably the funniest part when they call it ESPN.
The Ocho?
The Ocho. ESPN 8. That's a good one. Ben Stiller, he writes some fucking great movies.
Yeah. That movie...
Every 6 years.
There's no reason that movie should be good, but it's fucking good in every way.
No,
that movie's great.
Yeah. ESPN. Any other movie reviews?
Yeah.
Have you seen any of their movies lately? I tried to watch Deadpool 2 last night. Couldn't do it.
Why?
I don't know. I was not getting into it at
there's
all.
There's two great cameos in that movie.
Is there?
Yeah. Did you see the first cameo?
I like Cameo, the musician. Yow! Let's thank out now.
Ugh.
Didn't Cameo have like a weird flat top?
I don't know.
Like an angled flat top?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Cameo. 80s?
Like Gumby? That kind of flat top?
Yes. 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 That kind of flat top.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch Deadpool 2. It's great.
Who?
It gets good. Deadpool 2.
Oh, you said that fast.
Deadpool 2. Deadpool. There's a few great cameos in that movie. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see if you could spot one of them.
A few is three.
Yeah. Deadpool's, two in the very beginning.
Deadpool's then. Girl is, she's fascinating to me. Because she's written with a good sense of humor, and she's clearly very attractive and morbid sense of humor. I mean, right up the old poop chute for me.
Oh, you like
my
her?
Gosh, yeah.
What's her name?
I don't know.
Me neither.
Ariana Grande?
Something like that. Who does nothing for me, by the way? Ariana Grande, she's like a child.
Yeah, she really is. If you're interested in Ariana Grande, you've got all kinds of dick pics you've sent to 14-year-olds on your phone.
I'm so happy that her and Pete Davidson broke up after he got that tattoo.
I'm so happy that Pete Davidson is going, oh my God, she's so free.
Listen, you just talked about fucking Vanderpump for 10 minutes, so eat my balls, okay? I'm trying to segue into this fucking Pete Davidson thing you have written down. Sriracha. Where you hate Pete Davidson. I'm throwing you a goddamn softball.
However, I feel bad for Pete Davidson because he had the...
those jokes were actually pretty funny, and I laughed when I watched that.
Did you? So last night the guy came on. So all right, set the scene on SNL 2 weeks ago. Pete Davidson came on and made fun of some congressman running for Congress who was an Iraq War veteran.
Yeah.
Who lost an eye patch.
Yeah.
Right. He an IED blew up like in his face or whatever. Yeah. Lost his eye. Handsome cat. I mean, you know, he lost an eye. He looks even fucking probably cooler.
Yeah, fucking cool.
Probably gets even more broads.
Yeah. He's fucking ankled. He's eyeball deep in pussy.
Oh.
Just one eyeball, though.
Yeah. Just one eye socket.
Yeah, one eye
socket. And he said, Pete Davidson said something like he looks like a
villain in a Bond movie. Yeah.
Oh. Anyway. He does.
Yeah.
But then he said something like, I guess he's a war veteran or whatever. And that was the thing that tipped everybody off.
He lost his eye in war or whatever.
I mean, are we that fucking sensitive these days?
That's like, why I like that the shit. Congressman came out and was like, stop being so sensitive about stuff.
Yeah.
But then he's like, but you shouldn't make fun of people who lost blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah. Yeah. But he went on SNL last night, though. Did you see that part?
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah. And then he shit on Pete Davidson for like 3 minutes.
Did he?
Yeah. He was like, you look like Martin Short from Jack Frost. Because he has like he has silver hair. Yeah. And he said like, but however, only one of you was funny on SNL.
How could Lorne Michaels be like, go ahead and paint your hair fucking silver and get neck tattoos? Like, what kind of...
No. He's a talentless fucking loser.
Well,
Lorne Michaels.
Oh, that's definitely not true.
He wouldn't know that. No, Lorne Michaels is a god. I read everything on SNL. I love SNL.
Man, that would have been the dream. Like, if I can go back in time, I'd do everything I could to get onto SNL. I'd suck any dick that threw at me.
I know someone who can get you a job on SNL.
Do you?
Start here. What is Lorne Michaels going to say? Going to fire him? He went on an apology tour or a woe is me tour over the summertime after last year where he was like, oh, I was depressed and I wanted to kill myself and I put myself in the hospital. He was on like all kinds of different podcast interviews. And that's why they can't fire the guy after that because he's either going to legitimately kill himself or it would just look bad.
So how long can they just keep him on? This season,
I don't know,
the
he's
last
not
one?
Funny. I mean, unless he's a good writer on the show.
Maybe he is.
He's really not that funny.
Like, that's, what's his face? Seth Meyers? Like, I never thought he was that funny, but he must have just wrote great stuff.
Yeah, he's a head writer. Yeah.
He wrote Head.
Head writer. The head detective?
Yeah.
Kick me.
Kick me. Every fucking episode, kick me. Like, how can you just write the same fucking episode every time? It'd be funny every time. For those who don't know what we're talking about, get some fucking education and hilarity.
Oh, yeah. Just Google Head Detective and then scroll all the way down because the first things are going to come up is a lot of porn. A lot of dudes with, hats
cool
that say
mustaches.
Press on it.
Yeah.
awesome 70s porn stashes in aviators and not much else.
One guy with an eye patch. He's a congressman.
Yeah. So anyway, that was a whatever. Fucking people just need to get over it. If I had an eye patch, I'd be like, yeah, whatever. I probably do look like that, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, he actually had like a pretty good thing on veterans and respecting veterans and stuff at the very end of it. So, which is true. I mean, these fucking guys are. I read another 18 pages of Tribe.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking book's the best. When I'm reading the book, I'm like, yes, we should have more Community, Tribe by Sebastian Younger.
Yeah,
there should be more community. We should have less things in our lives. We should have more. More drive, more struggle, more anxiety over things. And that's how, when you put yourself in danger, you actually like fulfill what your, you know, biological destiny is supposed to be, you know?
Meh.
Yeah. Yeah, meh. Totally. So when I'm reading it, I'm like, I'm totally, yeah, I'm in. And the minute I put it down, I'm like, you know, let me go see what's happening on YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm going to go look up Nutshot Fails or something.
I'm going to go look up Lala in see-through clothes.
Vampire handies.
Vampire handjobs.
Yeah. No, I'm the problem. I'm the problem with society. I realize that.
Nah, man. It's, you know what? That's all that stuff is great. So my fire alarm's going off for zero reason. Smoke alarm. There we go. Then it shut off.
That's awesome. Because hey. You know why? Hot take coming up.
Yeah,
get ready for a hot take.
What in the fuck just happened?
Huh?
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's also carbon monoxide, just in case.
No, it's a different sound because it says warning, warning.
Oh, really?
Mine does.
Oh, how do you know what the fuck mine says?
I don't know. If you get close to my, you know, for carbon monoxide, you get a blow into it.
Oh, is that what?
Warning.
Shut up.
Spoodle. Shut up. That was dumb.
Yeah.
Of all the things we've said in 29 episodes, that was the stupidest thing that's ever been said.
Man, that just totally fucking threw me off.
Fire!
What were we talking about?
We were talking about blowjobs.
Vampire blowjobs. Vampire tribalism.
Handies. Vampire handies. Yeah. It's true. We have it so easy here. I'm worried about myself.
You got that, dude, you're halfway through it. You're halfway through it. Why change anything?
Halfway
now?
Through it. I got like 10 years left, max.
Okay, first of all,
I'm definitely going to eat a bullet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Cry for help.
I said that to a guy at work the other day because he's a new guy. He keeps asking like for stuff and he's super, he's a Mormon guy. He doesn't swear. He says, he goes, mother sucker. Or what the suck?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, yes, he does. But, you know, nice guy.
You would think that's unacceptable, like even to pretend.
Nah. No. No way. Anyways, so, like, he was asking me for help and asked me questions, and then I'm just sitting there and go, you know what? Yeah, I think I'm just going to kill myself this weekend, and I think I'm done. I'm just going to end it. And he goes, hey, you know, I'm in the military. I was in the military, right? And I was trained to talk to people when they say things like that. but I don't think you're really serious. And I go, no, I'm serious. I go, I'm going to fucking kill myself this weekend. And you're going to feel like shit because you didn't do anything about it.
That's great.
Yeah. So.
I love it.
I got how many hours before the weekend's over? I got a couple hours to kill myself.
Yeah, an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know. That clock is how many minutes fast?
Like, I don't know.
37?
I don't know.
To trick yourself into? Yeah.
Not me. That's the wife.
TISD Studios. Don't call me the wife, okay? We're partners in this.
Don't call it a comeback.
I've been here for years. The best thing yesterday about Six Flags, I forgot to mention this part, was when I texted your wife and said, I will give Dennis $10. If he says, I'm here for the gangbang when he rolls up to the ticket place, but you have to put it on video. And God damn it if she didn't get it on video.
Yep.
That was fucking great. Yeah. You should put that on the website.
I'll put it on the website.
I'm here for the gangbang. And the woman goes, okay, straight ahead. Yep.
I go, I'm here for the gangbang. Is it, do I just pull forward or what? She goes, yeah, just straight ahead. Perfect. Thanks, lady.
Oh, she did not attend.
No. Thank God, because she had some fucking, she was like she was chewing on butter. She has some yellow ass teeth, that lady.
Ouch.
That's one thing I can't get over is like poor dental hygiene.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't brushed my teeth in 3 days, but
no,
besides that.
I can't hang with that either.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking gross.
Flat asses and poor dental hygiene.
Yeah, I can even get over a flat ass if you brush your teeth a little bit.
I can't.
No?
Wait a second. Yeah, if a girl had a killer caboose, but she just jacked up Mike Myers and Austin Powers jibs.
I don't even, yeah, it's the unhealthy look of the teeth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to think.
Smoker's teeth.
All,
you know, like,
all kinds of stuff floating around downstairs if the teeth aren't clean.
Did any of the girls on Vanderpump smoke cigarettes?
Not on the show. They don't show anybody smoking anymore.
It's such a fucking turnoff for me. Yeah.
It's totally disgusting.
Sorry, Mom.
Oral fixation. My mom doesn't listen.
My mom does. She smokes like a goddamn fiend.
Okay, I'm just going to drop every fucking joke I just had. Because I can't segue into the oral fixation jokes after talking about moms.
So,
blowjobs. How's the weather treating you? It was raining out.
Hey, guess what? This is so dumb. Yeah, let's pull the fucking cord right now. This is so dumb. There's plenty of time.
At @sodumb_podcast. Reach out to us. Share, like, put some comments on the website. Post it. Let's get some people listening to the podcast. If you do, we will send you a t-shirt. All right?
Yeah, you can even just tell us you did. We'll probably just send you one.
Nah, we can track it. We've got social media stuff. www.thisissodumb.com. And please, for the love of fucking God, if you've got suggestions, stop texting us. Clearly, the only people that listen to this have our phone numbers as well.
All three of them.
But I don't know what the fucking problem is. Even as soon as yesterday, we had someone text us a suggestion.
Yeah.
And screw you, Jared Finch.
Peace out, people.
You guys are so dumb.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.